I can feel you are happy to be back here and stopping and allowing yourself to relax. What is it to be natural? What is meditation, love, silence? It is just your natural innermost self, your own being. Everybody is longing for peace, for love, for silence, for relaxing. But nobody is teaching it. More than ever, we need to just come back and find the peace. In that peace, in that love, in that intimacy, your true intelligence is waking up. You start seeing, you start understanding how things are, how life is, what is important. And that is all what I'm teaching here, to bring you back into a natural state of being. But look how few is interested in that in this world. People are interested in everything except reality. And the more and more confused, the more and more difficult it is to come back. The more and more you're chasing dreams, fantasies, desires, ghosts, which is not real. You've been taking so much unnecessary into your system. That you don't remember yourself. You are just full of others. So it takes consciousness to stop. It takes courage to stop, because that stopping, you will drop out. You will drop out of the masses. And if you drop out of the masses, of the unconscious, you have to be more conscious. You have to be more intelligent. You have to trust to stand on your own feet. That is the price. It's much easier to be a sheep. Even when people want to relax, they do things. They talk, they go to town, they go to the restaurant, they go to the coffee shop, they have to meet friends. If they have some free time at home, you have to watch the television, you have to watch the internet. All the time, filling yourself up. You have to take notice where you are at. If you want silence, if you want peace, if you want love, then you have to turn in that direction. You have to have the intelligence to turn your back to that which is disturbing. You have to focus on that which gives you peace, that which gives you harmony. That is why I say that truth will change you. But you have to be responsible for your own life. You have to bring this new clarity into your life. People dream during the day and they dream during the night. Where is reality? Where is peace? If you go to very primitive people, still they have tribes that is very unpolluted by the Western, the modern world. And they hardly dream because they are not full of all the garbage. They live very harmonious, natural life. They live in the reality with real things in the day, in nature. Everything goes slow. And then in the night, they have a good sleep. That's not how it is for the modern man. He has to take sleeping pills, tablets to relax, medicine to cool down. Why? Because the whole system is overheated. The whole system is restless. Your mind is always busy. And if you want to stabilize yourself, to become more harmonious, you have to integrate that in your life. How you live day by day. It's very strange that to be natural, which is how everyone is become almost impossible to have peace, to have balance. What is normal is to be an unbalance. What is normal is to be stressed, restless. And the only way to come back is to look at your own life with the new intelligence, the new light that you have, and start integrating it. That's why here you feel at ease, at home, happy. For no reason. Because I remind you of that space which doesn't need anything, which is always full. And of course, nature can be a tremendous help for what is natural, because nature outside is like it always has been. And to be natural is to be in tune with nature. But how can you be in tune with nature if you are unnatural? Impossible. The only way to be in tune with the rest of existence, with nature, is to become natural. And that need is going to be stronger and stronger every day, because human beings have never been so lost, so restless, so unreal, so in their mind. Beloved, so I love to sit with you and I long to sit with you again. I feel so easily invaded of work, people, kids, family, relationship, of everything. Too many ingredients in life. My life. But most of all, when I feel that someone wants something from me, expecting, and I have this deep cry from the belly saying, I want space, spaciousness to myself, to God. I know when I let go, when I give it to myself, then nothing can invade me, nothing can take it away from me. Beloved, you are everything, your Savini. That is how it is. Because now you have tasted something, so you're longing for that. Then all these other things, which people dream about, which is what is real, it's not important anymore. That is the danger of coming closer to your truth, because it will shatter everything of work, people, kids, family, relationship, everything, it will shatter. You say, I long to sit with you again. Yes. Because now you are safe. I feel so easily invaded. Invaded of work, people, kids, family, relationship, of everything. Because now you start seeing, you're getting different values, deeper values, other responsibilities as such in life. You have higher responsibilities and you have lower responsibilities. If you're very low, you have a certain kind of responsibility. Responsibility to work, people, kids, family, relationship, everything. Everything out there. To the past, to society. If your true intelligence is waking up, you're getting different responsibilities, responsibility to peace, to love. To the Master, to silence. Everybody unconsciously, they want to be invaded because you can't be alone, you can't be by yourself. So all these things is filling up your life. And if you're not consciously present, if you have no idea, then the doors are always open. Anything can come in. Anything can move into you. Only when you start becoming conscious and feeling, sensing, becoming more aware, then you start seeing that you are invaded. And this is not good for me. I don't want this. Now, how to get rid of it? You have had the doors open so long. That is the courage, that is the guts to start closing those doors that has been open for so long unconsciously. Now you have to start closing them. Then, of course, you will disappoint people, you will hurt people. That is bound to happen because you are not the one you were before. If you want to integrate the new, you have to close the doors for the old, for anything that is taking you away. That doesn't mean that you need to leave the kids or the family or work. You have to see in which way you can do it the most graceful, the most beautiful. I feel so easily invaded of work, people, kids, family, relationship, of everything. Too many ingredients in life, in my life. Yes. Because now you start seeing. You have different interests, different values in life. Then all this is just disturbing. All these things that people are dreaming about. Of family, of kids, of relationship, of people, of work. All these things that ordinary people want. No, everything is turned upside down. Why? Because you have forgotten yourself. It has become only work, people, kids, family, relationship, everything except you. And you are tired. You want to find back to yourself. You want to find the truth. You want to be yourself. and you have had a taste of it. Here you get a good taste of it. More than a taste, a good meal. But then again, this is how you have to integrate it. You have to see. That's why you have to look at your own life. Because too many ingredients it just fucks up everything. It's like you're making food. You can't put everything. All kinds of spices and sugar and honey and curry and everything inside one. How will it be then? It will just be disgusting. And that's how your life has become. All the things it's just been throwing in there because you have no idea. No, you start feeling enough is enough. First, you have to really look how your situation is and see what you can do in an intelligent, graceful way. This is how it is, Savini. This is why Buddha left his family in the middle of the night, his beautiful wife, his princess, his even the unborn child. He had enough, he felt invaded. He wanted something else. When you have found that something else, then only you can share. Because now you see things as they are. You are not a beggar. You can share now. Out of the beauty, out of the peace, out of the harmony. Not out of what society or the family or your fantasies or your dreams is saying, but how your heart feels. And the deeper you are, the more harmony, the more peace you want. The more on the surface you are, the more shallow you are, more dreams you want to have, more ideas, more you want to fit in. Because you don't know yourself. Knowing yourself, you drop totally out. It happens by itself. Because now you don't need anybody's opinions. When you know yourself, you know what is the real. Then you become steady. You are harmonious with the whole. How can you be harmonious with people who are unbalanced anyway? Why are you playing that game? First find harmony, then if you are with other people who are in harmony, you will get harmonious. If you love harmony and you love someone who has harmony, you will automatically fall into harmony. But people love so many things in this world. But most of all, I feel invaded when someone wants something from me, expecting. Yeah, it's very tiring. And now you also see what I mean. That people will get disappointed, people get hurt. Because they expect you to be the old, and you are not. So this is the beautiful thing of life. When you grow, you have to stand up for the new. Otherwise, you will always be in a dilemma. It doesn't become integrated before you stand up for it, before you have integrated how you perceive reality now. You can play the old and still dream about being the new. No, it has to be integrated. And coming closer to me, coming close to the truth, you will be faced with it again and again. And many times things will happen that you have to do it, because your heart, your soul wants it to happen. The old, the mind, your personality maybe doesn't. It still plays all these games, but then it will be conflict. Then something will happen that will help you in that direction. Or maybe an accident and sickness, something to stop you, that you really have to look in a deeper way. Then that sickness, that accident wasn't bad. It was a gift, because you needed that to stop, to go deeper. Because that's what your heart, your soul wants. You want to go deeper, you want to be more harmonious. And the only way to integrate that is to go deeper into your being. This is all the things, how it is in this world. Everybody wants to invade you, not only the whole society. All the commercials, all the ideas, all the so-called friends, the family, the people, the work, everything, relationship. Because who is conscious? So before you can build something new, you have to break the old. Only someone will understand if they have also a deeper interest in things. If they are a meditator, if they are a seeker, only then will they understand. Otherwise, forget it. How can they understand when it's something deeper? It's unknown for them. You can only understand that which you know, or that what you have touched. That is why always meditators and sannyasins have disappeared from the world, from people, from relationship, family, kids, people, work, everything. Because they are fed up, they don't want to be invaded, they are tired, they want to find back to themselves. They want to be in harmony, unpolluted by all the voices and expectations, and society. They just want to be themselves. They want peace. And the best thing then is to remove yourself, so you have the time to come back to yourself. It's always been the best way. How can you find yourself if you're going in the old and you are not integrated? That's what's happening here. You're coming, I'm inviting you to the kingdom of Svaha. Then you get the taste. then you want more. Of course, because it's natural. But that you want more, that will also challenge you. You will have to look at your life situation then. And this is no superhighway. Everybody has to find their own path. It's only for the courageous one, because you don't know. So it is a time to step out. And when that is happening out of a deep need, then you know that this is the right. If it's not integrated, then you have still too many ideas, too much guilt. You're still too confused, too cloudy. But when you see that this is very clear. It is me who's been unconscious. No, I want to wake up. And life only wants you to wake up. And I have a cry from the belly saying, I want space, spaciousness, to myself, to God. Yeah, that is what meditation is all about, coming back to yourself. So now you have all the cries from the outside, from everything out there. Millions of cries that wants your attention and your mind on top of it. And then you have one cry from the belly, what you choose. That is how it is. The truth is one. The lies are many. So when you have felt that cry from your heart, from your belly, from your soul, then you know that is real. Because that is not two, it's one. It's real. And that is much stronger than millions of other cries outside. That's why you see the picture of Buddha just sitting. The famous Buddha posture, just sitting, taking no notice. And that is the symbol when you realize yourself, you take no notice what is happening. Because you have other interests. You're functioning on different levels. Nothing can disturb you. And know well, you will be tested. You can't find that peace before you don't care. And the only way you don't care is that you have found something so beautiful, so valuable, so peaceful, so lovely, that nothing can disturb it. Nothing can pull you out from it. So be happy that you feel this cry in your belly. And I know when I let go, give it to myself, then nothing can invade me. No, nothing can invade you. And this is the balance. But still, we have to all deal with the outside. I'm not for escaping to the inner world. You have to have a balance. That's why I say you have to deal with your situation, your life, your family, your work, whatever you have to deal with. But do it in a more beautiful, graceful way. You can close the door in 100 different ways, can't you? You can close it very, very quiet, gently. That they don't even know you have left, so gently. That I prefer myself. Suddenly they realize, oh, is he gone? Yeah, he left a long time ago. But in the beginning, of course, you want to bang the door. Like some meditators also, they want peace. Boom! Don't disturb me. No, you have to have understanding for those who are not so conscious. You have to have compassion. You have to see the whole picture. And if you live in an ugly way, you can't relax either. You have to feel you did it in a truthful way. Do things very clean and there is no karma to it. If not, you always have to deal with the past. Nothing can take it away from me. No, nothing can take it away from me. And it's always there, but no, you're just getting really to know that it is there. And your whole focus, your whole longing is towards that, because you know that is the most valuable. Then you don't want to get disturbed. You don't want to get disturbed for anybody out there, because nothing is so important to have that balance inside. That's why it's impossible. The more you come to yourself, the less anybody can get you into things you don't want. Why people find themselves in such a bad work, bad relationships, bad marriages, bad friendships? Because they have no awareness. The more awareness, then you do what is good for you. That brings you deeper. Not what your mind or society or family or desires is saying, but your heart, your belly, your soul. But then if that is open, then you have to trust it also. Go more and more deep, so you become more and more steady. You are everything, you are Savini. I don't invade you. What happens? What happens when I invade you? What happens?
Just expanding.
But this is the thing. We have to learn different ways of invading, no? If there is love, if there is trust, if there is harmony, then there is expansion then. It just grows. That is what love is. Otherwise, everybody is just after something. And what to say about love? They only know about sex. That means you only see each other as the body. Then how can you go deeper then? How can that be fulfilling? You have to go deeper. And to go deeper is sometimes very hard. You have to leave some other sides of yourself. First, there is totally unconsciousness. That's how most people are. They are totally unconscious. They just totally go as a machine. Just like the animal's instinct, run by the desire, dreams, fantasies. That's like animals in human form. That is what is normal. what to say about what to say about deeper things, about the natural, about God, about the divine, about peace. No, it's unheard territory for the masses. Then you have those who want to be free. But that, in the beginning, it is a free of ego. It's your ego wants to be free. You want to stand up. It means you have to become stronger in yourself as you know. No, you have to grow. You have to crystallize. That will be a little bit Because everybody has been so goody-goody. You have to rebel. And some goody-goody people, they never manage that. They are always goody-goody. Then sooner or later, they have to give up. Or they have to become more rebellious. Not towards anybody, but towards their own conditioning. To get free of all these habits. Because you don't know who you are. So first you have to get integrated, then get strong in yourself. Then the surprise, if you go all the way, you have to lose yourself. First you have no idea, but it's just like a machine. Then you have to find yourself. But that finding will just be an ego finding. You will become stronger as a personality. As you go deeper, and only now you can go deeper because now you do what you want, not what anybody else wants to tell you. Then the inner journey goes deeper. Now you are free to do what you want. And then if you go the whole way, if you are lucky to find good company that keep you on this pathless path, the path of love, then you will lose yourself, which is almost unheard of in this world. For that you will have to need a master. That's where the mystic comes in. Because now you feel something that is better than yourself, than all your ideas. You, the master, gives you the courage to drop yourself, your whole identity. Then there is only peace, then there is only love. And then you can really meet for the first time when you are gone. Then only trust is, only love is. That's why when I ask you how is it to get invaded, then you just laugh. Because nobody is there who wants anything. If anything, just breaking all your limitations. What to do, no? This is the mess we have done, no? Kids, family, people, everything. No, try to sort it out. That's why I say, you don't know what you, people, they want this, they want kids, they like, hey. You don't know what you're getting into. So many times you tried. And still. Even here around me, this is so deep. No, it's plums. If anybody have more access to plums, just give them to me because I love them. I could go on plums for a week now. If just I've got enough plums. So I guess no, I will get enough plums. Kudai sent me these words of Kabir. Touch his feet, who is one and indivisible, steady and peaceful. Touch his feet, who fills all vessels to the brim with joy, and whose form is love. And Kabir, he can say that because he knows, because he himself has touched those feet of his master. How he got filled to the brim with joy. People talk a lot about things they don't know. But the Kabir, a mystic, he only says what is true. So when he says, touch his feet, who is one and indivisible, steady and peaceful, touch his feet, who fills all the vessels to the brim with joy, and whose form is love, he knows that is the only way to touch anybody's feet out of gratitude, of surrender, of love. And Kabir, he says, who fills all vessels to the brim with joy. And this body is your vessel. And look, what is it filled with? What is in your vessel? What kind of substance? What kinds of thoughts, feeling, food, drink? What is in it? How does it taste? And whatever it is, that has to be left to get filled to the brim with love. That is the work of the master. He has to empty you first. When you come, you are too full. Maybe just a few drops can go in. When you are empty, then you can get filled. Filled to the brim of joy, of love. Like the Zen people say, be a hollow bamboo. When you are a hollow bamboo, you can get played on like a flute on the lips of God. That is the image of Krishna. He plays his flute. He is just a hollow bamboo. And the music from God, the Gita, comes out spontaneously. Whatever comes out is a scripture. And when you are filled with love, of joy, of gratitude, when you have experienced that transformation yourself, then the only thing is to touch his feet. No, you are not in the way. No, the heart, the being has free reins. Nothing is holding you back. Another mystic, Dharamdas, says, I bow down to my master. I embrace the feet of my master. He revealed me God's whereabouts. I would have kept on sleeping if he hadn't woken me up. But that also the master is aware of. That sometimes you feel that the waking up is a little unpleasant because you were sleeping so good. The master knows, out of his compassion, he's trying to wake you up. But some people, when they got woken up in the morning, they get very grumpy. I have heard they even throw the alarm clock or anything that they can get their hands on. So that's why the master has to know how to just move like that when these things come through the air. Like that. You have to dodge it because you never know. People are asleep and you don't know what they bring out from their dreams. Maybe they're having sweet dreams. Anyway, it's dreams. The master wants to wake you. So this Dharamdas, he's saying that I would have kept on sleeping if he hadn't woken me up. Yes, you would have been keeping sleeping because only the master can give you a hint that it is a different reality. It's another dimension to life that you have forgotten. But no, Dharamdas is steady. No, he is grateful. No, he just bowed down to the master. But some people, they get very annoyed. Be aware of that side that doesn't want to wake up. because it's more comfortable to be asleep. It was dark in my mind. I couldn't see a thing. My master lit the lamp of wisdom and made me see. Waves of poison used to erupt in me. But he put the remedy of nectar in me. That is the thing, just poison used to erupt in you. You don't know what will come up. You respond and you act unconsciously, so then anything can come up. The only way to heal that is with consciousness, is with love. Slowly, slowly. Depending on how much you can take. Drip, 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 drip. Waves of poison used to erupt in me. But his remedy was with the nectar of love. The river was deep and the current swift, but he reached me safely to the other side. No, beloved Master, this is my only prayer. Please, please keep me always near.